Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
I'm out and about in Finglas this week, where I'm witnessing something new and wonderful. Fresh bread from a vending machine. It's the brainchild of renowned chef Olivier Kinney. Good morning, Olivier. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, very good. It's a beautiful morning out here in Finglas. Yeah. And I've just arrived and I see this wonderful array of fresh breads in a vending machine. How did this come about?
I was in France and I saw a lot of this type of vending machine for small business where you can sell your products to the public without any no staff, no, just 24 hours, 7 days a week, and it work very perfectly. I start in January and I'm planning to get 5 more by the end of the year and about 10 more by the next year, like, you know.
Okay. So the idea, your bakery is just behind us here. So you come in very early in the morning or late at night. You bake sourdough, brioche, a number of products. I see there's 35 different opportunities to buy from the machine. You load up the bread when it's still fresh into the machine and people just come along here and then, like any vending machine, they put in their code for open the door and take away the bread.
Yes, that's true. Like, you know, I saw there's some business similar in Cotimid where they're selling eggs. The same principle with a locker vending machine. And I think it's great for a small producer to be able to sell their own products to the public.
Yeah.
And it's direct from me. And like, it can be more fresh, you know. And,
yeah.
And that's where the people, even in Finglas, people traveling from far away to get the bread, you know, because they know it's coming from straight from the bakery.
Yeah. And so is the idea then that the proximity to the bakery here, where it's right beside it, is good. But if you were opening 10 of these, as you say you're going to do, you'll have to send a van round to make sure that they're fully loaded up every day, or maybe a few times a day.
Yes, that's true. I'm planning to put the machine in the petrol station.
Okay.
So it takes 20 seconds to buy your bread. You stop and go. That's my idea. And you need to be close to people. People don't want to travel anymore.
Yeah.
So you see, like, you know, so if I put all around the north side at the start, very close to me. And I think it'll be really successful. It's been successful already for one machine, and there'll be no problem for 10 machines, you know.
Tell me about the design of the actual vending machine itself. Yes. Obviously, it's a biggish structure. It's outside. It's weatherproof. As I say, there's 36 different, I suppose, they're like lockers with a see-through window in them. Was that expensive to build?
Yes, I bought that machine in France. It's very common in France, you know, like the farmer will sell his carrots or his potatoes, you know.
Yeah.
So you can find oyster, like the guy selling his own oyster. So it's very popular. So I bought that, I saw it, I bought it in France. It costs about around 20,000. It's a bit expensive, but I'll get my money back in 6 months, you know. It's a very successful.
Okay. All right, Olivier. Let's engage with this machine here. I think I want to leave by buying some bread. So, well, why don't I get some? I'll buy some brioche in box number 14. €3, ladies and gentlemen.
Start.
Press start.
You press the green button.
The green button. Yeah, 14.
Start again.
Start again.
And you listen to the little voice.
Please present your card or your mobile phone.
Then we just
authorizing.
And you're in the little kit.
Yeah, and the door opens and we're good. Bobby's just bought 6 brioche buns here from Olivier out at the bakery in Finglas. Olivier, I know this is a new innovation that you've brought to the market, but you're a much bigger bakery supplier. You have a much bigger business behind this. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, my main business is to supply companies like Musgrave, La Rose Food, Anderson, and We supply bread to all over the country for restaurants on like burger buns, sourdough, like dinner rolls and things. But that's a new niche because I didn't have any retail side. So that's why they create that vending machine.
Okay, so you're wholesaling to, as you said, many of the bigger retailers across the country, brioche, yes. Bread, and then this is really your shop window.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. And the beauty of it is it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week, and I have no staff. And yeah. Like just and you come in and go, like the person a few minutes ago, yeah. She was very happy, and yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Sometimes simple things work really well, and isn't the real truth though about bakery product that freshness trumps everything? So if you can get your product that's almost warm, it's hot, it's just out of the oven, it's the best it can possibly be, isn't it?
It is, you know. I just bread. Everybody eats bread, and a good bread, like it's and it should be easy to get it, you know. And that's it, you know. Like and you'll see in next few years, it will be. Plenty of that machines, you know.
Okay. Well, Olivia, thanks. I'm delighted I made the trip out to Finglas here this morning. Keep doing what you're doing. This is a great idea. And hopefully we'll see many of them right across the country very soon.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.